Blog Talk Radio.
Flavor News with Lady Flavor. This is DeLon from All Media Artists, and you're in for a big treat. Today's show is dedicated to the diversity of talent on allmediaartists.com. You'll hear some great music from some great artists. So sit back and enjoy. And now here is your host, Lady Flavor.
Welcome to All Media Artists Features, tonight with your host, Lady Flavor, on Flavor News Radio. All Media Artists is a great, great website for all artists, indie artists, all art forms, all genres, to be able to join, network, create a very professional site, have assistance from the founders and creators of the All Media Artists website. You can find it at www.all-media-artists.com. Wednesday nights, we are all about the All Media Artists, being played on Radio on Flavor News Radio. And, you know, you just really need to sit back and take a listen to the quality of the artists that are members over there. I really highly suggest that you go check them out. And if you are an artist ready to take it to the next level, that's the site to join. They're doing some great things. It's a new site. It's only been in existence about 3 months. And, you know, not only is it a place for you to, you know, share your goods, share your product, share your soul and your creativity, it's a place where you can also get assistance and network. So I want to jump into a Christmas track. Since we are in that season, I cannot believe that Christmas is just around the corner. And I want to play, let's play Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Lloyd Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I'm going to jump around a bit and just play tracks from a variety of artists just to give you an idea of the diversity that is represented over on the All Media Artists website. If you are an artist from the All Media Artists website, feel free to call in. You know, pub yourself tonight. You know, tell people about you, where they can find you on the site, along with other locations on the internet or where they can hear your music or tracks. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I hope you stay tuned for the second half of the show because we are going to have an amazing guest as an AMA feature tonight, which is John D. Green Sr., one of the artists that is over there, and he is actually the reason that I got involved in the All Media Artists website. But until then, I want to play a track by an artist. I think he's absolutely amazing. And this is Cashy Keegan, and this is My Dream.
I had no choice.
Totally different direction, and this is going to be a rock artist by the name of David Wheeler, and this is called There's a Rhythm.
Sleep.
right. That was David Wheeler with There's a Rhythm. Now I want to play a track by an artist that's, whose name is Ian Villafana, and this is Lovers Come, Lovers Go. Lovers Go by Ian Villafana, and absolutely beautiful, beautiful piece. Now I want to take you in a different direction. I'm just kind of popping back and forth because I just want you to see the diversity of the artists that are over at the All Media Artists website. And I want to play a piece by Delon, and this is Sometimes.
Crazy. been like this, but I've gotta let you go.
And all of that. So I definitely will reload that particular track at a lower level and see if we can get it to the quality to sound a little bit better. But again, DeLon, that's an amazing track. So I think that everybody who listened to it could get the feel of it, but I will reload it and we'll try that again on another show. Again, this is the All Media Artists Showcase called Features. The second half of the show, coming in about 30 minutes, is going to be one of the All Media Artists. Artists, that's a tongue twister, huh? The All Media Artists artist, John D. Green Sr. is going to be our featured guest tonight. Maybe every Wednesday we'll have a featured guest from the AMA website to come on, you know, talk about their music, where they've come from, where they want to go, and along with, you know, I'll play several tracks from that particular artist so you can get a feel and find out more about them and hopefully become a fan. If there is anybody who is a part of the AMA website that is in the chat room or listening live tonight and would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. If you're just a listener and a fan and you want to call in and make comments about what you're hearing so far, or if you have questions about the AMA website, also you're welcome to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. With that said, you know, let's see. Oh, I'm going to play a track by an artist. She's not only pretty popular over on the AMA website, but she's pretty popular on the internet right now, period. And this is Monica Monet with Gravity.
Crying, but situation's complicated, heartbreaking. Don't want to discuss it any further. Why do love got to hurt? Why it can't be easy? Tell me.
Monica Monet with Gravity. Now I want to take you down to California and play a spoken word piece by an artist that I have probably known for maybe about 4 years online, and this is Epiphany with Misunderstood.
Try to explain myself, but would anyone really hear my words? I can scream and scream from the mountaintops, and just like in a dream of mean sleep, my cries go unheard. Silence is the mother of all indifference. Could you put yourself in my shoes for a moment or two, or would that be too considerate of you? My juicy, my range, my ebb, my flow of my emotions that are so, so, so deep. As the stillest of visceral waters run through me, coursing through my veins, would anyone's perception change? Just because, I simply ask, I doubt it. Because my spirit cannot and shall not be contained. I will not fit into your tidy little box, for I have been known to color outside of the lines most of the time. But you can call it what you like. See, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight with you. It's just about the last thing I have the energy to do, and I don't even feel the need to. You see, it's a pointless battle. I would rather give in and let you think you won. See, this is important to some, waving your victory flag high for all to see. But the point of the matter is no one ever, ever, ever understands me. They didn't, they couldn't, or they wouldn't have made assumptions, accusations, proclamations that they had a grasp on my character, when the low-down, dirty truth of it all is that you don't know shit. You don't know shit. You don't know shit about me. I am misunderstood. And if I could, if I chose, I could try to give you a crash course on Epiphany 101, but I decided that that was far beneath me, stooping to levels of hostility, going to places I don't want to be. I don't want to tangle with the world. I don't want to tangle with you. I just want to be left free, be left with some resemblance of me, because at the end of the day, I really am all I got. So, the mystery of me shall continue, because I cannot explain, and I ain't gonna complain, because everything is everything in the end. I might just change my mind for the good, but until then, I am and will always be Ms. Understood.
Well, that was Misunderstood by Miss Epiphany from down in California. Have you ever felt misunderstood? I guess you just kept it real right there. I see there is a caller on the line, and I know who this is. So let me bring the caller in. Caller from the 832 area code. You are on the AMA feature show with Lady Flava.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm very good. Hello. How are you, Delon?
Hello, Lady Flava, and hello, AMA, and hello, Therese, everybody that's in the world listening.
So, you know, I guess I uploaded maybe your track on a higher volume than I should have. I upload every track that I get, just to let you know, on the same volume. So maybe you record yours on a louder volume or something. So I promise I will go back and I will redo yours at a lower volume and see if we can get that static out. But, you know, I think maybe I'm the one who needs to redeem you, but, you know, we'll go ahead and let you redeem your own self by giving the listeners tonight Delon a treat. And give them that
man.
Opportunity that I have been able to experience a few times. And have you sing live for them.
All right, yeah, because I know people out there was like, what in the world was that? All right, well, I guess we're all in a Christmassy spirit, so I guess I'll do a little White Christmas, and hopefully y'all enjoy
okay.
it.
Okay.
Okay.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be bright.
Yay, 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 clap, 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 snap, snap, snap. I need to get some kind of like hoorah a sound on my show, huh? That you have such a beautiful voice, Delon.
Thank
absolutely
you very much.
Beautiful, and the range that you can sing is amazing. So, I think you redeemed yourself. What do you think, chat room? Do you think that Delon? Well, okay, Therese is the only one who's actually registered, so she can chat. So, Therese, do you think that Delon has redeemed himself? We'll have to wait for her to type in the chat room. And just and she said applause, applause, applause. So I guess that means you redeemed yourself. And just to let the guests know, if you want to register, just really quickly you can, and then you can join us in the chat room, and then you can just let us know about what you're hearing from the artists that I'm playing to the artists that are calling in, and you know, and to the feature that we're going to have on the second half of this show. So, Delon, why don't you tell, you know, the listeners just a little bit about yourself? I know that I'm sure you're going to be one of the features that we're going to have on the AMA show here in the very, very near future. But why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself?
All right. Well, I was born in Newark, Ohio, 1968. Raised in Boston, Massachusetts, and then moved down here to Houston, Texas with my wife and my children. So I've been here about getting close to 8 years, 7, 8 years. And in Boston, I used to sing in different groups and R&B groups, and, you know, did that thing for a bit. And then, you know, I've been solo since I've been down here. So, you know, I'm just trying to find my way into the music and, you know, hopefully people will start feeling me, you know what I mean? So
where are you at this point in your career as an artist, and where would you like to go with it, Dawn?
Okay, well, I just recently got a new manager named Chris Williams, a really cool brother that, you know, he's been very supportive and he's going to try to steer the ship, so to speak, get me on the right track. My music is, you know, R&B, soul, inspirational. Try to bring it back a bit to, you know, the time when, you know, they really had, you know, the crafts of songs really down, you know, timeless types of stuff. So that's what I'm really trying to get into. And, you know, what you call it, try to, you know, just make it happen by hitting, you know, the pavement, you know, so to speak, because that's really where it's going to come about, by getting the fan base up and, you know, recording some new material. I'm going to be working on a CD, and also I have a meeting with a promoter, possibly doing some opening dates for some big name artists if they come to town, or maybe get a spot on a tour or something. So,
okay.
You know, just grinding it out like all the other great artists on AMA. You know what I mean?
All right. So just to, you know, let people in on a little secret that we found out a few weeks back on the Flavor Coffee House online radio style show. One of DeLon's dreams is to be able to sing the Star Spangled Banner at a sporting event. And, you know, we're just going to have to put some good vibes, see if we can find, you know, a way to connect with somebody down there in Texas and see if we can make this happen. But you know what? He did send me a version of the Star Spangled Banner, and you know what? I'm going to play it for our listening audience right now.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Do you think we should be able to find a way to get DeLon on the on the circuit down there in Houston, Texas, and see if we can find a way for him to play sing the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, at, you know, one of the sporting events down there. I think he's deserving. So if anybody's got some connects down there, I'll be more than happy to make some phone calls and send some emails and see if we can make this happen. So anyway, I guess he's back on the line. He disappeared on me for a minute, but he's back. So let me click back on to DeLon.
I don't know what happened with my phone, but
you just dropped off, huh? Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Goodness, I'm having a night. People are like, "What's going on with this cat?"
That's all right. That's all right. We'll forgive you for dropping off the line. I thought, "Oh my God, did he scare himself with that, or you know what happened?" So anyway, I think that I was so surprised and pleased when I got that track, DeLon, and I know that Teresa had asked you if you had gotten any feedback, you know, from the people that you had sent it to. And so have you gotten any feedback besides myself?
Yeah, a couple of people, you know what I mean? You know, people aren't necessarily, like, rushing to go here. You know, they'll get to it, you know, because it's up on AMA on my page. So, you know, they'll check it, you know. And,
okay.
Hopefully they'll like it, you know.
Well, I'm sure that they will. And then, you know, if you can hear, I do have grandchildren in the background, and, you know, that was just Kimora just letting you know, like, yay! You know, that was her version of, yay, DeLon! You know, you might have not recognized that, but, you know.
I appreciate it.
Anyway, so, so what do you think of the tracks that you've been hearing so far from your fellow AMA artists?
Oh,
very diverse, man, over there, isn't it?
There's so much talent on that thing. I'm just like, wow, how did I manage to get on there? You know what I'm saying? To be honest, I mean, you know, you got John D. Green tonight. You know, that's a real solid brother and very talented. And you know, Brian O'Neill and you know, goodness, there's just so many people to name off. I couldn't possibly name them all right now, but I mean, everybody on there is talented. I mean, I have not went to not anybody's page and not been impressed yet. You know, it's just stunning. I mean, Therese got a
You know, and I have to agree with you too, DeLon. With the I haven't made it through all of the artists over there yet, but I too, as I go through the pages, that you know, it's very diverse. You know, and even when you find artists that are in the same genre, it's still even very diverse. And this is just not artists from here in the United States. It is artists from around the globe. And so that's another wonderful thing to be able to experience, you know,
right,
artists outside of the United States and the beautiful talents that they're bringing to the AMA site. So, you know what? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, because I dig, like, Monet's Gravity song. I love that song. And, like, Ava and, you know, this, oh, my goodness. Like I said, there's too many people to count. You know
right.
what I mean? And matter of fact, I mean, shoot, there's even got a comedian on there. I mean, you know, and that brother's talented. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So, I mean, AMA is, like, it's, you know, it's going to knock it down, for real.
So why don't you tell people, DeLon, why an artist or a fan of independent artists should join the AMA site?
Well, for one, Therese and company, they really, you know, you can tell that it's about the artist and not about, I mean, sure, it's always going to be business at the end of the day, but they're not treating it like, you know, like they're, you know, trying to take advantage of anybody or anything like that. I think Therese is heart is in the right place. You know, she's, you know, very humble, and I think that people who are about their talent and really want to make something, they should, you know, at least check it out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you
right.
know, AMA may not be for every single artist out there. I can't speak for everybody, but I will
exactly.
say that. That they've shown, you know, shown me love, and you know, and I've networked with other artists and stuff on there, and you know, it's been a pleasure so far. You know what I mean? And I just hope that it keeps growing, And, you know, because we, you know, for us independent artists, we need that kind of support network. And I would advise any person who's really serious about what they're trying to do, you know, at least check out AMA, you know.
Right.
You know, because, like I said, Teresa's heart is in the right place. And she said that, you know, whatever she says she's going to do, she's done it so far. You know, it hasn't been, you know, question marks popping out of my head, you know, like, uh-oh, what's going on here? You know, it hasn't been that type
right.
of an atmosphere, you know. So.
Exactly, and I have to agree. I'm not a fan. I mean, I'm not a fan. I am a fan. I am not an artist, and I have been welcomed over there with, you know, open arms, and it's a great place, and Teresa's amazing. You know, Brian Christopher is absolutely amazing over there, and the artists
yeah,
are just
he's a great
quality.
Musician, too. Yeah.
Exactly. He is.
And I think
we
that's
have several guests.
Thing too. Oh, I'm sorry. Just real quick. I was going to
oh,
say
no,
that's
no, no.
one
ahead.
Other thing that people should keep in mind is that, like Brian Christopher, he, you know, he works, you know, does a lot of stuff for AMA, but he's also an artist first and foremost. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's
right.
something that people might want to keep in mind is that he can look at your perspective as an artist, and that's something that should be considered.
Right, definitely. There are several people in the chat room, and I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge them. I see that Brian O'Neill has come into the chat room. He is an artist you can also find over on the AMA site. DeLon is on the phone with me right now. Josh Manbrock, he is a gentleman from the Pacific Northwest here. He is a part of Lynx Records, an amazing record label and management team, and I mean, they're the whole shebang down there at Lynx Records. And then Passion to Purpose, which it says Brian, so I don't know if I should know this Brian, if this is, oh, it's Brian Jett. Okay, it's Brian Jett, and we've got, he is another artist over there on the AMA site. And then Therese, the founder of AMA, is in the chat room. So, you know, definitely get to know the artists. Go over to www.all-media-artists.com and check out the quality of the artists that are over there on that particular site. Since DeLon mentioned Ava, I think I'm going to jump into a track by her. She is an amazing vocalist but jazz saxophonist, and this is her piece called Nothing Looks the Same in the Light. Thank you. masterpiece, Nothing Looks the Same in the Light. She is an absolutely amazing artist. Well, DeLon, looks like we've got another caller on the line. Caller from the 504 area code. You are on the air with Lady Flava and DeLon.
Hey. How's
hey,
you?
Who is this?
Hello.
Who is this?
Hello.
Yes. You're on the All Media Artists feature show. Who's calling in?
This is Ian Villafana.
Oh, peace and blessings, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing
What's
fine.
Going on, Ian?
Doing good, doing good. I'm enjoying the show. I spoke to Theresa today and she reminded me because I missed it last week. And it's just awesome and a wonderful thing you're doing.
Well, I appreciate being
on,
able
Ian?
To share your flavor with the listening audience, Ian. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, who you are, your style of music to, you know, what you've got going on right now in your world.
Okay, well, I'm originally from Trinidad. I've been living here since the early 80s and finally got around to releasing my first CD last January. It's
okay.
Epiphany, and it's along the smooth jazz, more type of relaxing type of music you want to listen to, mostly instrumentals. There are some, like you played one earlier, Love Is Come, Let Us Go, so there are some tracks and some vocals. Yeah, thank you. And it's pretty much all acoustic guitars blended in, you know, with the jazz and Not heavy on the jazz, although I do play some heavy jazz, but my first CD, I wanted to be really some people can relax and enjoy without getting too complicated. Yeah, so you can always visit my website. It's env.us, and go to all the links of all I've been doing, the endorsements, and a whole lot of other things. Kind of stay busy with, along with my day job.
So, right. Yeah, I'm sure that there's many of you that have to have that day job that just kind of holds down and helps you feed and fuel that creative side. So, Ian, do you perform where you are? Do you get out and perform in different locations? Or?
Yes, but not as much as I'd like to. I live about 25 miles west of New Orleans. And there's a lot of music in New Orleans, but there's not a really good outlet for what I do as much as I would like to. And hopefully that will get better in the near future. But I do go out of town, made some trips to California.
Okay.
So I am preparing for a jazz cruise and leaving out to Fort Lauderdale at the end of January. So that's going to be pretty interesting.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting with a lot of other independent artists.
Yeah, you deserve it, man. I mean, Ian is... Oh, my goodness. So talented. That's crazy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with DeLon. You are absolutely amazing. It's just beautiful, beautiful sound. And, you know, I'm hoping that you are going to be one of the artists to come back and be featured because I think that you probably really got an interesting story to share, and I would love to play, you know, more of your music for the listening audience. So I'm so glad that you called in tonight, Ian, and, you know, graced us, you know, with just a little taste of who you are.
Well, you know,
I
want to say thanks to Therese again for giving us all this opportunity. It's a much needed in the world we live in now, with so much. It's very competitive out there. And like I said, there were so many of independent artists out there we don't have the ability to do all the things we would like to do, promotion-wise, get gigs and all that. You know, some of us, like me, it's just kind of hard for me to coordinate all that with what I do in the daytime. So, I mean, it's wonderful to have all media artists out there backing us up. So that's a wonderful thing.
Definitely. So, you know, why don't you just tell the listening audience, Ian, why you think if they are a independent artist that are ready to take things to the next level should join the All Media Artists website?
Well, like I said, it gives you, and I'm not just talking about just musicians, you know, sometimes I just think it's all that, but mostly when you have someone in your back pocket that's there for you and you that you can trust, I think trust is the main thing that, that this what makes All Media different. You can trust the organization to do the right thing. And, you know, when I first released my CD, there was so many vultures coming at me, and I was like, whoa. You know, at first I was, like, kind of excited. Oh, wow, this person wants me. They want to do this with me. And then I realized, oh, they don't have my better interests. It's all about a dollar.
Okay.
And you have to be very careful with that. You know, as an independent artist, you still want to be out there, but you also don't want to get exploited. And it's
very good
to have some. Yeah, it's so good to have somebody that has all your better interests, and that's what All Media Artists is all about.
Right.
You know, that's
you know
a different twist to it. So I appreciate you sharing that because you're right about your perspective on that. I would have to agree, you know, with you from just the short time that I've been affiliated with All Media Artists. You know, that's a great outlook on, you know, what they're trying to do and how they want the artists to feel, you know, in coming over there and becoming a part of that family.
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, you know, it is time for our featured artist, you know, to come on. I don't know if you want to stay on the line and chop it up with him for a minute. You are definitely welcome to do that. Or you can fall back into the chat room, however you want to handle that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in the chat room here, so I'm going to have to try and see if I can get on.
Nice meeting you, brother.
Yeah, I'll be passing it on to Houston one day, and we're going to work together, you know.
Hey, man, I mean, it'll be
can y'all come up to
honor.
Seattle? I think y'all need to come up to Seattle, you know, because I'll throw a big old showcase up in Seattle for All Media Artists.
There you go. Teresa's listening.
I don't know. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
There you go. But thank you so much, Ian, for calling in. And, Delon, I don't know if you want to stay on the line.
Well, actually, I'm going to hand it over to my man, John, there. This is his show.
All right. All righty.
I'm going
thank
back
you
to
so
the
much,
chat.
Gentlemen, for calling in.
All
okay.
Right.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much. All right. Now, I want to introduce and welcome to the airwaves and to the All Media Artists showcase features. A dear, dear friend of mine, an absolutely amazing artist. He is not only a singer, but a songwriter, a musician, and a composer. And I am so proud and honored to introduce to you John D. Green, Sr. Welcome, John.
Hey, thank you. How are you?
I am very good. How are you?
I am excited. I am very
You're
excited.
Excited?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So John, you know, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to listen to the first half of the show or not. You know, I've played some absolutely amazing tracks. You know, Therese and the artist from the All Media Artists website has sent me some just really, really special, you know, quality tracks from all over the United States to all over the globe. And so I was jumping around and trying to get in just a little bit of flavor from the different genres. And that's so exciting to me to be able to share that with the listeners on this particular show, because not only is it, you know, the artists from the website, but we've got listeners that are from all over, you know, fan base to, you know, probably Licky Lou's and all of that. We've got Josh, you know, Josh that usually calls into the artist roundtable. He's in the chat room. So this has just been kind of an exciting night to be able to not only play, you know, a variety of artists from AMA, but also to have you on as a featured guest. So what do you think about the AMA website?
That's all to say. AMA is what's happening. And you know, it's funny that you asked me that question on a day like today. You know, I'm a fan of most indie artists, but there are a few indie artists in particular that my fanship, if you will, is growing. And part of being an indie artist for me, there are subtle perks to being an indie artist. And I'll give you an example. Today I made a phone call to another well-known and well-respected artist. And we had a conversation, and he was telling me this idea that he was kicking around. And you all know him. It's the brother Dylan. So I say, Dylan, hey, hit me off with a little bit of that. And it's funny because I posted earlier that I'm feeling kind of like a rock star today. Because where else can you get to another fellow artist and say, hey, man, hit me with a little bit of what you're working with? And they say, hey, no problem. You know, that
right.
Sometimes seems like an exclusive artist-to-artist privilege, but I love it, you know, because I'm a fan. I'm an artist, but I'm a fan, and I'm listening, and I'm loving it, but I'm getting it firsthand live, you know. So, yeah, there's definitely perks to it. I mean, there's for every down, there's an up. So, hey, all media artists, that's where it's at, you know. I think that's it should be called where the real artists call home. But
that would be a good name for it. Also, that could be its AKA. Well, you know, I have to thank you, you know, John, because you were the reason that I did join the All Media Artists website. And Therese, you know, and Brian have welcomed me over there with open arms. And you know, if it was not for that particular site, I wouldn't be doing this show tonight, you know, and being able to feature the amazing artists that they have over there and being able to share it with the listeners of Flavor News Radio. So, you know, I thank you, first of all, my friend, for introducing me to the site, and I want to thank Therese and Brian for, you know, opening the doors for me to be able to play, you know, a role in being able to share and spread the word and shine the light on the artists over there on that particular website. So I just want, you know, to tell maybe a brief story of who you are to me and, you know, what I know about you. And then, you know, we can get into, you know, you sharing, you know, a bit about yourself, where you've come from, you know, where you are at this point in your career to where you want to go. I met John on Facebook, and to be honest, you know, I think I've said this before. I want to say that he came to me maybe by way of Brian O'Neill, because I've been connected to Brian O'Neill for many, many years, probably off of MySpace. And so they are both in the Detroit area, both, you know, jazz musicians and do some work together. And so John, you know, came by Lady Flava's space over there on Facebook, and I have to tell you, from the very beginning, it was an absolute pleasure to encounter John as a man, as an artist, to get to know his wife Donna, to, you know, just really, you know, coming to know the man and the character and honor and integrity that he carries with him in all aspects of his life. You know, he's a martial artist, you know. Sometimes he kind of refers to himself as a scary person, you know, tattooed up, you know, tall and, you know, this, that, and the other. But you know what? I think he's just like a gentle lion in many ways. Not to downplay your manhood, John. But, but you know, but I think that, you know, you know, by no means am I trying to paint you as a perfect person, because, you know, we all have flaws and stuff, but
I was enjoying that.
You were enjoying that? Okay.
I was enjoying being painted in that light. Paint on.
But, you know, I think that through your life experiences and your relationships and your personal world to your online world, it kind of helps, you know, kind of understand you in listening to your music. You know, whether it be an instrumental jazz piece to, you know, a vocal piece, you can hear. For me, I can hear the story, and I would imagine I'm not the only person when experiencing you. You can hear the John D. Green Sr. story. So it is a pleasure, John, you know, to be on this journey with you, to get to know you, to get to know your family. And I have to also thank you for your love and support of who I am as Lady Flava, as Susan, and what I'm trying to do through Flava News and Flava News Radio.
I got you. You know, I support that 100%. It's the dream, you know. You do things for indie artists. You bring a lot of us to the forefront, bring us to the light. and I am an indie artist, you know, so it's one thing to have respect and appreciation and admiration for you, but it's also a whole nother entity entirely to say I'm going to contribute, to do something for like-minded people. I'm an indie artist. I mean, to sit back and wait for it to happen by someone else's means instead of trying to do it for myself, well, to me that would pretty much say I don't really want it, because you strive to get what you want when you really want something, and that's what you're doing. So, of course, you know, I'm all in. Whatever I can do to help, you know, I'm more than happy to do it. And besides that, it's been a lot of fun.
I have to agree with you. It has been fun, you know, in the connection that you and I have, you know, at this point, and just seeing where, you know, the two entities coming together and where we can take things to the next level. So it is fun, and it's exciting. Before I'm kind of jumping around here, and I apologize for that. I'm just kind of excited, really, honestly. I'm excited to have you on here, John, you know, because there's so many things I want to say and do and this and that. But I'm going to kind of take this in a different direction. And
well,
I want
you know,
to share with the listening. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. No, I was just, you hit on a good point, and I was thinking about the artists and the AMA and whatever. You, and this is to all the artists out there or whatever, do what you do and make your music. You don't know who you may encounter through your music. You don't really know what other artists like. You may hear them do something, but you don't know what they like. I mean, because they do something, of course they like what they do. But artists, a lot of artists, they're well-versed. They do a lot of different
sure.
kind of music. Oh, somebody just said they do country. That is awesome. That is awesome. But I tell them I got a song called Because of You. Go check it out. But the artist, you know, one of the artists, I'm a big fan of Brian O'Neill. I mean, you know, it's kind of embarrassing, but not really. I don't care who knows. I like Brian O'Neill's music, you know. But anyway, I met him through music, you know, and it was a song that I never thought someone of his esteem would listen to. But that just goes to show you never know what
mm-hmm.
someone listens to. You know, we can make all time. I'm a songwriter. I write all kinds of music. But I have music that I'm very particular, that I really like, and then I have music that I write because it's the nature of the course for whatever's going on in my life at that time. But I met him
okay.
through really a song that I never thought it would happen. And it was just kind of out of the blue. It kind of happened, and it was a beautiful thing because, hey, he is Brian O'Neill. But I'm just saying it happened that way. So I tell all
right.
the artists, do you, and do it well. You know what I mean? Be true to
right.
yourself. Do your craft and do it the best you can, because you don't know who's listening. You never really
exactly.
know.
Exactly. You don't know who's listening and who may, you know, just really appreciate, you know, what it is that you are creating. That is one of the things that I do say a lot in one-on-one conversations to online. You just don't know who's watching. You just don't know. So definitely put your best foot forward, educate yourself, you know, connect with people that you see that are also putting their best foot forward or have, you know, started in that direction of you know, making their mark and taking things to the next level. I think it's always good to have somebody that is in your genre or in your art form that, you know, you can bounce ideas and concerns and process, you know, things with. And I hope that everybody that's listening to this show that is an artist, you know, has that available. I want to, there is another caller on the line, 313. I do see you. I will definitely bring you in. But I want to play this track. And the reason why I want to play this particular track, John, is because this just, to me, just represents who you are and what you're willing to do and step up, you know, for the betterment of others. For those of you that don't know, I am striving very, very hard, you know, to create a connection between the artist community and working with youth. This is something I have been trying to work on actually since 2008, and it's something I'm going to continue, you know, working on in one way or another. I presently work for an agency that's called Friends of Youth and work with at-risk homeless youth. And I work at a transitional housing program where we house up to 9 young people for 18 months. But I'm also trying to work with an agency out here, an organization called Unleash the Brilliance. And right now, Unleash the Brilliance has a contract with the King County Truancy Courts here in giving weekly, kind of like workshops around using creativity, artists, and kind of, you know, piquing that interest in the young people who are in risk of getting in trouble with the juvenile courts behind skipping school. And the goal is just, you know, trying to find a creative way to let them know, you know, that they matter, that, you know, their struggles are heard and understood, but there is a way of working through it, to then how important education is. And so with that said, I'm going to play a piece that John created just for this particular project that I'm trying to put together, an audio CD, and this is his piece called Believe.
Believe in yourself. Believe in your own power. Believe that you can achieve. Believe your dreams will come true. Believe in your own self-worth. Believe that hope will guide you. Believe that a smile is worth a thousand words. Believe that you can do anything you set your mind to.
Hey, young world, let me apologize for all the pain, all the hurt, all the lies that say I told you. 'Cause I know deep inside there's a brilliance that you no longer have to hide. It's time to let your light shine.
Believe that a smile is worth a thousand words. Believe that you can do anything you set your mind to.
But first you must believe. Started looking deep inside myself, and I realized that I could be the very best hero to me because I believe. I'm asking you to believe.
Believe your dreams will come true. Believe that hope will guide you.
That amazing special piece is Believe by John D. Green Sr. and Family. Again, John, I know I've told you this over and over, and when Donna sent this piece to me, I cried. But I thank you so much for, you know, creating this piece just for my project and being able to, hopefully in the very near future in 2011, being able to share this with kids, not only in the Pacific Northwest, but across the globe. There are some artists from London that have also submitted pieces for my chapbook and for my my CD that I'm wanting to put together. But, John, thank you so much for doing this for me. I'm overwhelmed and so appreciative.
It was my pleasure that the piece, it the piece hit very, very close to home for me. That was it hit very close to home for me. You know, I was there. I was inspired by someone many, many years ago, and that stuck with me. And Mr. O'Neill, Delon, yes, that is Miss Donna doing the spoken word, and LJ. He made his second appearance on the track. You know, his first debut was with Intro 1. He did all the string accompaniments for Intro 1. He was 6. So this is his second debut here with the Leaf. Yeah, it was a great project. It was a.
It was a great project.
Hey, thank you, Josh.
So, you know, we do have a caller that's been hanging on, John. So let me just click on their line and bring them in. Caller from the 313. You are on the air with Lady Flava and our feature for this evening, John D. Green Sr. Welcome.
Hello, John. Do you have your homework done for the week?
This
is
Jan's
voice coach.
This is Polly. Hey, all you artists that are listening right now, and don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking your craft. I'm sure you all are devastating. But if you want to be absolutely, positively amazing in what you do, when we hang up, you get her information and you go to her because, man. Hey, thank you, Brian. I like Lost in Darkness, too. Polly is the real deal, the genuine article. She is the best that I've ever seen and the best that I've ever worked with.
Oh,
and she's on the line.
Thank you.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Hi.
Yeah, Polly's my voice coach. I said it. I got a voice coach because any artist knows you got to hone your skills, and I'm going to hone mine with the best. So here we are.
Well, good evening to both of you. Oh, good evening to you. I have heard amazing things about you. And one of the things that I appreciate about John and you know, even Delon has said this and other artists, is that, you know, what John said is, you know, you have to really, you know, work and you know, towards, you know, honing your craft and you know, getting mm-hmm. better and surrounding yourself with those that can help you, you know, get better at your craft. And from what John says, you are the woman.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you,
because
John.
I'm excited
to be working with him.
She's such a sweetheart. She is. She's an amazing woman. But once the door closed and the memory foam starts, things change. And no, don't get me wrong, I love it. I love it. But she is about business. And I was like, you know, I'm Big John Green. You know, this is going to be easy. Yeah, I think I was crying in the corner sucking my thumb after the first day. I was like, wow, this is, you know, it's hard work. I mean, to pay attention and for someone to say, that's off, or that's not right, or do it again, or do it again. And you're thinking, this sounds great. Do it again. Do it again. Do it this way. From the diaphragm. Hold this in. Hold it. And you're like, wow, this is worse than Pilates. I mean, but it's worth it. It's all worth it. But I tell you, it's real serious, you know, for the true artists out there that are going through this, that either teach or that don't teach, you know, or the people that are being taught. It's serious. And you know, it's worth it. But if you're true to it, You got to be true to it because it's work, you know. It's not easy, you know. None of it's easy, but it's worth it. But Polly is the best, the very
Thank
best.
Thank you, John.
So it's
I have Polly, to say some things about him.
Uh-oh. Okay. Ooh,
oh,
Teresa,
it's all good.
Maladoctacy.
Oh,
I was just going to ask you, Polly, what kind of student is John? But, you know, go ahead and, you know.
I'm going to hang up for this part.
No, I would say the first thing that would probably come to mind is intense. John came in the door on fire, which I appreciate because I knew when he came to class, he came ready to work. And that's a good sign because I don't have to push him to be prepared. I don't have to, you know, tell him let's get serious and things like that. He's always serious about his music. And he's very passionate about his writing and everything. And so it makes my job more exciting as a vocal coach because I'm working with somebody who's also excited about what they're doing. But he's very talented and gifted. He's a fluid writer. He's I like him because he's raw, but he's honest, and he has a lot of integrity. And he's a very giving and humble person, and I really, really appreciate that about him. He's very insightful, and he's a very smart artist, and he's got his head on straight as far as I'm concerned. He's going about things in a way that's going to be very productive for him. But I think one of the things that I like most about him is he's such a family man. And every time he and his family come in the door, they just make me smile. I love looking at them as a package, as a whole family. And just, you know, it's refreshing to me to see an artist who is not so wrapped up in self that they don't realize that they're part of a whole, and it's like you can see the oneness between he and Donna, and they have such a sweet little son. He's so cute, so smart and everything, so I just like working with him, and I like just being involved with the whole family, and it's been great meeting everybody in the family, and I'm looking forward to helping him to bring his dream to fruition and helping to pull out of him whatever, you know, I can pull out of him as an artist. And we're also going to be doing some collaborating not in the too far future, so I'm really excited about that as well.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait to hear that. I guess we couldn't get you to sing live on the show, huh? No.
So here's a little something that you don't know. There's a few things that you don't know, and this is a good thing. I'll tell them now because the cat's out the bag. So here's how I get through my lessons. Where my lessons are is a very professional studio setting for voice lessons and everything. It's fully equipped. And then where I take my lessons, there's an upright acoustic piano in the room with me. So the nervousness you can't really see because I'm clutching the bottom of the piano. And I'm strong, but the piano is bigger. So you don't really see that part, which is good, you know, because I can look real cool. I'm tall, so I can look cool sitting at the piano. But I don't really move from that spot, you know, and I keep it that way for a reason. So now she's probably going to tell me, okay, we're going to have your lesson standing up. And from now on, we'll have your lesson standing up, Mr. Clutch, the piano. And it's funny because I'm looking in the chat room right now. The very first voice lesson I ever got was from Sherry Sue. She gave me a voice lesson over the phone. And now I'm looking in the chat room and she's here. So, hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Yeah. So, no, it's awesome. Working with Polly is like a dream come true because she's not only a voice coach. She got real pipes, like pipes, you know. To stop you in your tracks kind of pipes. Make you look at her two or three times like, where'd all that come from? You know, I had to look two or three times like, you're not even that big. Where are you pulling this sound from?
Well, you know what, John? It sounds like you are honestly being blessed in many different ways in being surrounded with an amazing team. You know, that understands you, that respects you, and appreciates your talent. So, you know, what a blessing. Before I go any further, we've got some other callers on the line, John, that I think want to say something to you. So let me, well, it looks like DeLon is calling back in. So, DeLon, your line is open.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm not going to take up much of the time. I just wanted to say, John, you know, it's been a blessing and a pleasure chopping it up with you, man, and you're so talented and, you know, you've been helpful already and stuff. And this is, for those people out there who are listening, this is part of what AMA is about, is networking and meeting really solid people. So I just want to say that to you, John, man, that, you know, God is with you, man. I just want to say, you know, thank you for everything so far. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you, brother. I thought you called in to scold me for putting you out there earlier. I told people a little bit about our conversation earlier.
No. I just wanted to thank you, man. Seriously.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. It's worth it, brother. You're another brother. You got those pipes, man. It's just like I said, I felt like a little rock star today when I was talking to you, just like two superstars kicking it, you know, because you dropped it like it was hot on the spot.
Talking shop.
Yeah, you know, I was like, hey, D, hit me off with a little bit of no problem. Bam. I said, wow, man, I wish I could do that, you know, because he drives a Ferrari and I drive the old Edsel Ford that you got to crank up, you got to get it all warmed up, and then he's the Ferrari, you know, you ask him, he's there, and I was like, this is
right.
Great, you know, it's the perks of, right. of the artist.
I might need to get some lessons from your teacher there.
Hey, you know, man, I'm telling you what.
Because honestly, nobody's ever, you know, perfect, so, you know.
You are great right now, brother, but if you get some lessons from Polly, you can go from great to amazing in 60 seconds, flat. She got skills beyond. It's amazing, man. I had to see it to believe. You treat me like I'm from Missouri. I'm one of them show me kind of cats. And boy, I done seen the light. Got me singing hymns. She, hey, that's what's happening. Polly's the genuine article. Yeah.
Wow, I'm speechless.
Thank you.
Yeah,
well,
thank you so much for
going. I was just saying, I want to kind of let some other callers jump in, but I wanted to thank you for having me on your show, Lady Flavor, and
yeah,
I really appreciate being here, and John, I'm just so proud of you and the inroads that you're making, and you're going to go places, and I'm glad to be along for the ride.
Wow.
And,
I'm honored. Thank you.
I'll close it out real quick with just a little short little thing, and then I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah. What a blessing. Thank you so much. Yes, okay. Go ahead. Take up the floor.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, good night.
Yeah.
Good night.
That's
thank you so much, Polly.
You just don't know. She is the bomb, man. I'm telling you.
She is the bomb. I can tell already. Y'all need to move to Seattle. Or I just need to move there or something. We need to find a central location because I want to reach out and touch y'all, okay?
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Okay. Well, maybe,
right.
Maybe
well,
you can
out.
Hit
I'll
me up anytime on Facebook.
All right. Yep. Peace and blessings.
And soon,
Polly,
all
and happy
media,
holidays.
And all media artists soon, right, Polly?
Yes, most definitely.
Yes. Okay, you guys heard it here first. Polly's coming
yes,
to all did. Media artists.
Uh-oh.
You heard it here first.
Polly's
all
coming
right.
to AMA. Okay.
Mm-hmm. As John said, AMA is what's up.
That's what's
up. AMA is what's up. It's even more what's up now that Miss Polly's going to be joining us over there. So,
oh, bless your heart.
Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
I'm
Polly.
Out myself.
Thank
man.
You
I
so much.
Myself. Yeah, I'm out
okay,
myself.
Okay, you have a blessed night.
Thank you. You
all
too.
Right, good night, John.
Polly.
Good night. Thank
Say
you
good night
again.
Good night to Donna and little one.
I will do.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, D. Yeah, that was awesome. I'll tell you what, she can rock the house. She got those pipes.
I see
those
that.
Heavenly pipes.
I see that.
You know,
so,
in person, it's even more amazing. It's unreal.
Right. But you know, it's amazing to me, John, how people can just, like, start blowing on the phone. You know, and
it,
just, oh.
She did it.
It sends,
she,
you know, chills up my spine. It's such a blessing for me to be able to experience this. But before we go any further, John, there is another caller on the line.
Okay.
And let me click on their link.
Okay, that's good. Bring them on.
All right, Jace from Black Stacks. Welcome
Whoa.
To the All Media Artist Show with John D. Green.
Oh, I've been sitting here listening to this wonderful conversation of vibe on talk radio at the Flavor Coffee House. And, you know, I usually wake up in the morning and get the short trip. And my day started right, do a couple exercises, and, you know, put your music on and get your head right. Tonight, I actually sat back, got me another short drift, and was able to get my soul right listening to you and listening to the accolades and listening to the talent and the love that's been given out to you tonight. And I feel just as good as I do when I wake up in the morning. So, John, I just wanted to call and tell you, brother, that we're very proud to have met you, very proud to have exchanged with you, nothing but the utmost respect and success to you. And, you know, we got a lot more things to do together, but I just wanted to call and say Black Stacks to send love and respect out to you.
Oh, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Now, see, that's not even right because, see, for all y'all that don't know, for everybody that don't know, see, I'm a really big fan of Black Stacks. See, they slipped that one in on me. I called in. And, yeah, that's what's happening, Jace. Thank
tonight,
you.
Welcome and you deserve it. You know what I'm saying? For all the networking work you put in, for the talent you've been blessed with. You know what I'm saying? For the hands you reach out to brothers and encouragement and criticism that is helpful to, you know, everything that you do in your community and with your family. And I've been very pleased and blessed to have got an opportunity to meet you. And you've been the same the whole way through. You're a genuine brother, man. And, you know, when I see it's my turn to give a little accolades out, you know, I'm going to call up and give the accolades out. To the deserving, you know what I'm saying? You're one of the deserving. So, you know, for everything you do, brother, like I said, I just called in. Hopefully, this ain't the last caller, but if I am, I want y'all to know and pay attention to, and I'm talking about the world, pay attention to John B. Green of Detroit.
Man.
Ain't nothing but a
All
blessing.
Right.
Ain't nothing but a blessing.
Thank you so much.
Word up. Lady Flavor.
Right.
You know how it is all the
yes.
time. Ain't nothing but love. I'm out of here.
All right, John. Thank you so much for calling in, Jace.
I see.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow. What do you say after that, you know? What is there? What does one say after that?
Hey,
I'm humbly grateful. I know, but that's, you know, these are the people that I consider my peers that I'm hearing from, people that I listen to. You know, people, music that I purchased just to sit back and get my mind right. And, you know, sometimes there's nothing you can say, you know. I'm sitting here, wow, yeah. That was,
Well, you know, darling, you are deserving. You know, there are people that are recognizing you as a man, you as a family man, and you, you know, from your talents, you know, you're multi-talented. And so, you know, you are very deserving of the wonderful words that are being shared with you this evening. And so with that said, John, I want to jump into a track. There is another caller on the line, caller from the 734 area code. I will bring you in right after this track, I promise. But this is a track that Brian O'Neill said is one of his favorites by you, and this is Lost in Darkness by John D. Green Sr.
Wow.
Thank you.
Lost in Darkness by John D. Green, Sr. So I hope you're reading the chat room, John.
I am. And I'm looking at Jelan and Brian. You know what's funny about that song? That song, it was written at a very dark time, of course. You could tell by the lyrics. But I have a fond memory of that song. I had the honor of sitting at a baby grand piano with our very own Brian O'Neill as he played the higher 88s on that song, on that particular song, on the night that I met him in person.
Mm.
It was an unreal experience. It was a beautiful, beautiful experience. And that song, I enjoy playing it, but of course, like I said, it was written in dark times, but I have a very fond memory now to associate with the song.
Sure.
It was great. It was great.
Cool. Well, John, we've got a caller that's been holding for a minute, so let me bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, caller from the 734 area code. You are live with John D. Green, Sr. and Lady Flava.
Hey, Uncle John and Cynthia.
Hi.
All right, baby girl. What's going on?
Enough before I talk to listening to your show. I said, let me call, because if I don't call, he's going to be like, did you listen?
No, you know what? I can imagine Alvin in the background saying, he don't sound like all that. He ain't that good. I don't like his look. This is my niece. This is my champion right here, Cynthia. And then, of course, this is Lady Flavor. She's...
Hi, Lady Flavor.
Nice to meet you, Cynthia. So what kind of stories can you tell about your Uncle John?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. We don't have enough time.
You got to put the children to bed before you go down this road.
Right.
Yeah, she's a...
Music has always been, you know, a love that he's had, even, you know, from when I was very little, I always remember him either, you know, playing on Grandma's piano or, you know, having a keyboard or, you know, he's always been a musical inspiration, you know. But I did just want to call and say that I really enjoyed listening to all the positive things that people did have to say about you and just all the dedication that you have put into music. And I'm happy to hear that you have, you know, a venue such as this where you can play your songs and get people to listen to you and, you know, give your, you know, music a chance. So I really enjoy listening to this and seeing how you've grown and hearing the new songs that you sing and update. So I'm very proud of you. I just want to make sure you know that.
Oh, thank you, baby. I come a long way from pushing pianos out of windows, haven't I?
Right.
Yeah. Wow. I'm so glad you called, sweetheart. That makes it all worthwhile. Yes, I am.
No, I'm so glad that you called too, Cynthia. You know, and I appreciate, you know, the support, you know, that you're giving your uncle, you know, at this moment and probably always. You know, I think that
always. Sometimes
we don't really realize, you know, who we are and what we're doing and how our family feels about that. So you know, to have your niece call in, you know, Cynthia. That was, that's, at least for me, you know, being a mom and being Lady Flavor and all of that, that just, you know, that kind of chokes me up, because I think that's something special that John can hold onto. And so I appreciate you calling in and sharing, baby girl.
No problem. No problem whatsoever.
Yeah, Cynthia's always been the one to say when people would get on my back, like, oh, he's been in there for 5 hours. He's been in there. It's all these people here, and he's still in there. She's always been the one to say, hey, relax. Let him do him. You know, she's very mature for her age, and she was always able to see beyond what the mass public, they see, oh, you're still back there, you got a house full. But when it calls you, it calls you. Well, she's always been able to hear that call. But, see, what she didn't tell you is that she's a very accomplished singer. Oh, yes, she is. I'm going to put you out there now, son. Tell Alvin to get some of that. She is a very accomplished singer. She sings beautifully.
Yeah.
Now, if I could just get her to record.
So do you want to sing for us, Cynthia? Nobody's looking at you.
No. There's hardly any people on here. You could sing.
You know, nobody's
all
actually
right, Brian,
looking.
Thank you.
They're just listening, but they're not looking.
Right.
It's
like,
a safe
for
place
nothing.
To sing. Okay, maybe another time we can twist your arm into singing. But...
Yeah.
I thought I would try. Ron
O'Neill just said he's got to run because, you know, he got the big show tomorrow. Big show tomorrow,
okay.
Where he's going to do what he do. Go get him, bro.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian, for tuning in tonight and sharing this time with us. I know that, you know, John has much love and respect for you, and I do too. So thank you so much for coming by the show tonight, Brian.
Hey, Therese said, we're not going to listen. Go ahead and sing. She's in the chat room. She said, we won't listen, none of us. All these people here,
right.
We just put our fingers
like
in our ears.
Everyone would just magically not hear anything. Great.
Yeah, we'll just plug our ears. No, I'm glad you called in, sweetie. That means a whole lot to me.
All right.
We didn't know that.
I'm so sorry. I jumped in there.
No, that's okay.
I
was just saying I'm happy to know that, and I'll always be here to support him. So he always should know that.
Oh, I know. I know. But it's nice to hear it. I like to hear your voice.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to hear it too on my end, all the way in Seattle, Washington. So, with that said, John, I'm gonna play one of your instrumental pieces, and
uh-oh.
I don't know if you
want
to stay on the line, Cynthia, or not. You are definitely welcome. There's only like 9 minutes left in the show. This hour went by fast, didn't it, John?
It was a great hour, though.
It was.
If you have me, I'll stay.
All right, so I am going to play Melodocracy. This is one of Teresa's favorite songs, and so let me play this for you tonight, Melodocracy by John D. Green, Sr.
Thank you.
right. That was Melodocracy by our feature this evening, John D. Green Sr. This has been an absolutely amazing night, John. Absolutely amazing night. And, you know, my friend, you are very, very deserving. John, are you there? Uh-oh.
Yeah, I hear you. I said I appreciate everyone in the chat room and all the conversations back and forth. I want to thank a few people because, you know, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see. Kelly Adolph, you already know, my manager. Everybody, all the artists over on BCO Media, you know, top-notch label for top-notch artists. All media artists, absolutely, positively, you know. Flava News, got to have that news early in the morning, extra large, Flava News. To my team, you know, my team is a small team. My team consists of my wife, you all know, Donna, Liz, Finn, you know, then Lizzie the bass. Hey, couldn't do it without them. Gil Holman, my partner, my friend, Mr. Brian O'Neill. I mean, you know, the contributing factors and all the artists that I've met since the beginning of this endeavor. I mean, you're all amazing. I mean, you all make me want to be better. So I thank you all, every one of you. You know, Jace, my main man. Dylan, amazing individual. Everyone. And all of you here tonight, you know, thank you. Therese, you're stellar, a stellar woman indeed. So, you know, thank you to all of you, every one of you. You know, it's for you. I always like to say it's for you in which we do what we do. And without you all, we're just playing with ourselves.
Okay.
I love that line.
You're funny. That kind of caught me off guard there. Like, right.
Right.
What did he just say? Okay. But, you know, to everybody that came out to listen to this show live, to those that are hanging out in the chat room, that's been great. John, I hope you've been keeping up with everything that's being typed in the chat room. And to those that come and check out this the archives of this particular show, this just gives you a sense of the caliber of artists that the All Media artists are hosting over there at their home here on the Internet. Just absolutely, absolutely talented, gifted, but kind, humble souls over there. You could get a sense of that from the people that called in this evening, to those that shared, you know, support and love for John. And, you know, I hope you really, really get a sense of who this man is, you know, his talents, you know, the integrity that he holds as a father, you know, as a husband, and as an artist. He is absolutely amazing. So you definitely go over to All Media Artists website and check him out and check out the other artists that you heard call into the show that were in the chat room, and to just all the artists over there, period. And stay tuned to every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, to the features of the All Media Artists. And with that said, John, thank you so much, my friend, for coming out and hanging out with us for the last hour of the show. And I want to close out this particular show with Because of You. But is there anything else that you would like to say before we end?
Just thank you. Thank you all.
All right. So thank you. I also say thank you, you know, for coming out. And to close out this show, this is Because of You by John D. Green Sr. All right, you have been listening to the All Media Artists Features on Flava News Radio with your host, Lady Flava, bringing you the best in independent artists from the All Media Artists website with our special guest this evening, an amazing artist, singer, songwriter, musician, and composer, Mr. John D. Green Sr. So thank you so much, John, for coming out and sharing this time. Cynthia, thank you so much for calling in for your uncle. And Miss Polly, I opened up your line again. Thank you so much, Mama, for calling in and showing your support to John. Good night, everybody.